I've seen a few houses that were damaged. I haven't seen any torn down houses in the capital yet. The most of the houses that were damaged are blocked off by the police, and you see rubble on the streets, but of course it's not as bad as it's supposed to be further south. The house where I am right now, the Caritas building, which is the Caritas building, even that, the elevator actually went down and there's cracks everywhere. So people are still inside, but basically the majority of the houses are damaged even here. I've just come back from Haiti. I've spent 4 weeks in Haiti and I flew straight into Santiago. And of course the situation there is a lot worse. But even here, was like way away from the epicenter, even here you can see that there was a heavy earthquake and they've just, like the roof came down, the ceiling came down, and they just put everything up again. So the damage here in the capital is not that bad. However, the people that are here are, of course, afraid. They sleep in their houses. There was a big aftershock yesterday, so people, as far as I was told, ran out and ran into the streets in order to avoid being in a house. There is a lot of rumors spreading around at the moment about looting. People were very afraid yesterday that these lootings could happen. You know, if you might have heard about the lootings that were going on in Concepcion and in further mm-hmm. south, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. people were very afraid that these lootings could happen in Santiago de Chile. So there were rumors, some of the shops closed because actually there were rumors spreading that gangs rushed around and were looting shops. So it's that fear that is spreading and the rumors that is spreading. That are spreading, that makes people nervous. Communication does not work as good as it can. The Caritas, for example, has only just yesterday reached its last organization, its last diocese, which is down south. So it's starting to recover, but very slowly.
You have been debriefed by the staff of Caritas in Chile. What are they telling you about the damage before you head south? What do you expect to find when you get there?
Concepcion is a little bit like Port-au-Prince at the moment. Basically, it does not exist anymore. The Caritas has lost its building there. So they've tried to find a new building. They're working in the bishop's office at the moment. There were new buildings that actually collapsed that were supposed to be earthquake-proof. We have got more homeless people here, or more people that have lost their homes, than it is in Haiti. In Haiti, it's 1.2 million, and here it's supposed to be 1.5 million all over the country. The population in Chile is very dense, living towards the coast. So 80% of the population in Chile live in the affected areas, actually.
What is your staff telling you about the preparedness level of the officials in Chile? You have come from Haiti. You've got the chance to compare the two responses to this disaster. Does Chile seem to have been more prepared than Haiti to deal with this?
You can never be prepared for such a thing, not that much. But, of course, you have to see that in Haiti, there is no governmental system, no public system anymore. All the buildings went down, even the presidential palace went down. The ministers have lost their lives. There is no ministry standing anymore. And here in Chile, it's all up and running. And they have search and rescue teams. Of course, it's a far more developed country than Haiti is. Haiti is one of the poorest countries in this world. And Chile isn't. And of course, they're running better. They've got firemen, they've got policemen, they've got a proper running army, which all help now, and they're all going to go in and do their best. Of course, public systems are a lot better here.